You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH.
Success?
Yeah, recording started.
Oh, sick. All right. Weird.
I'll just make sure, because I feel like it's going to keep cutting out.
We caught it off guard, is what it was. It wasn't ready for no video.
Maybe. So what are we talking about? Computers taking over the world and failing because they can't even monitor a call?
Fucking dumb shits.
That should be the next...
Absolute fools.
That should be the next Terminator movie, is just... a completely inept machine that, like, I haven't seen the last couple, so that could have been already the tangent they were going on. Have you seen them?
Come to the woods and the Terminator can't get to them because the cell reception's real bad.
Yeah, he just starts cutting out. what was the last one? Dark Genesis or something?
Dark Fate.
Dark Fate
is the most recent one. And it was actually decent.
Was it?
Like, it's enjoyable.
Okay.
The two before that were dog shit.
Yeah, I can't remember if I saw, what is it, Salvation? I can't remember if I saw that one.
I did see that one. I was super excited about it, because the trailer, fucking Nine Inch Nails song, and I was so in, and I went and saw it at midnight, and it's one of, like, two movies where I wanted to get my money back afterwards because I hated it so hard.
You can get your money back, but not the sleep you lost. I don't even... When did that come out? Was that like 10 years ago now? I feel like that was a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I was still in high school. Maybe like fresh out of high school.
Yeah. Damn, so you wouldn't have even been like drunk at midnight watching the movie. That.
Nope.
Yeah.
This was before thieves like even served alcohol and shit.
Yeah. Also,
terrible time.
Maybe I didn't know that there was a Nine Inch Nails song on the trailer, but maybe that was the tipping point for me where I'm like, yeah, I'm tapping out, because I'm not a fan of them at all, so, or him at all. So it was like,
that was your warning. I know, though. I'm an idiot.
So maybe that was the problem. I'll just have to make sure I have fucking 45 gigabytes empty so I can record a 50 megabyte file. Hopefully I didn't just delete all...
Extremely cool, yeah. And normal.
I just had to move all of my music over to a random folder somewhere and then delete all the stuff that I'd moved before I was able to check if it was like if it copied correctly. So now I'm like, hopefully I didn't just delete all of my music off the forever, because it's always like the stuff you're trying to delete, that's too much to fit in the recycle bin. Do you want to just permanently delete it now? And it's like,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Do I trust you, computer? No.
Absolutely, yeah. Not.
Well, it hasn't dropped out yet. I'm assuming it wants to, but it hasn't, so...
You're just waiting to betray, yeah, us.
So, yeah, welcome to Riff Raff, the podcast with zero technical issues, where...
Never had a single...
Constantly line. Having a good time online, nothing bad ever happens.
Never been mad and nude and red here.
You've just heard a new track from a four-way split that came out like last week or something, from Race Trader. The track was called Subordinate Terror. I'll put a link down below for all the music we're going to play as usual, blah blah blah. Joe actually, I think we've played Race Trader before on here maybe, and every time I listen to them I forget,
probably
I forget the origins of them. All I know is that Joe showed me a cool band called Race Trader once and said he was going to buy a shirt or something. I was like, oh yeah, these guys are pretty cool. And then everyone in the comments was like, oh, it's crazy that that's the Fall Out Boy drummer or something. I was like, what? And I was like, oh, that, I guess Joe wouldn't have told me that if that was the case. Because, like, you want people to listen to it, you know? Because it is good.
I went to see them. They were opening a show, like, they got added super last minute. And I went with a friend of mine, and she loves Fall Out Boy.
Talking about?
And their set ended, and she was like, that was really good. And I was like, yeah, do you recognize their drummer? And she was like, maybe? I was like, that's that dude from Fall Out Boy. And she's like, what the fuck? So she freaked out and had to go back so she could talk to him.
So, yeah, that's another four-way split. So they're Unspeakable Acts aren't the only label jumping on the good ship and doing four-way splits. That one's with Closet Witch, Hagathorn, Race Trader, and Neckbeard Cringe Camp. So there's four.
It's really only a three-way split, if we're being honest.
I've not heard of Closet Witch. I feel like I should because I like that name.
Closet Witch rules. Okay.
Are they like sort of crusty stuff as well, or they're different?
Yeah, it's like a crusty, real fast grindcore cool stuff.
I think you did it. The track before this one from the other like Race Trader track is called Sarcophagus, and it was funny. Like, it has an undercurrent of like that Egyptian, like Phrygian type sound to it, and I liked hearing that in, like, you hear that all the time in metal, like the harmonic minor type Eastern whatever sounding stuff, but like hearing it in like a crusty punk hardcore whatever type vibe was cool. That's like, I guess that's an,
yeah, it's pretty unusual.
I feel like that's an unexplored style for that genre, whereas metal has sort of done it to death for 30 years.
Egyptian grindcore now.
Yeah, Cairo core. I want to hear it. Giza grind. I can't think of any other. Yeah.
There we go. I was trying to think of an emotep pun. I got nothing.
Imho two step? I don't know.
That goes on the back of a shirt, for sure.
And it's just got like the hieroglyph dude with what's Imhotep's head? Is he like a Horus type looking dude? I don't know. Anyway, just him like just absolutely crushing some dude with an eagle mask in a pit.
just have Anubis like in the middle of a pit fucking people up with a staff.
Yeah, if we need more pit based hieroglyphics, get on it, Egyptian, yes, punk scene,
please.
The nascent Egyptian punk scene that we know exists and is definitely real.
They're out there. Next.
So yeah, we got cut off again. I don't know if this is gonna work. We might.
Yeah, that's super fucking weird.
We got a good 6 minutes there, like.
Save. We just like do that 6 minutes and then just put in all the songs and then like just ads in between the songs.
We could do that.
Like me chongas. Like, what?
I'm a recent convert to them. They weren't a thing that I'd had before seeing Always Sunny. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I need to know what this is. So. And I made some at home without really knowing what they were. And I can see how, like, you could get fat on that real easily.
It's a real struggle. Like, because I love Mexican food, and it's obviously readily available here. So it's just like, every day, it's like, hey, maybe I should have Mexican food today. It's like, no. Yeah. Stop.
It feels healthy, but a lot of it isn't.
Right. It's like, there's like lettuce and tomatoes in it. It's fine. It's like, those are just water. Like, it's water and you're eating a shitload of bread and melted cheese. Like, calm down.
Lots of, like, lots of oil and stuff like that. I guess that's why the burrito bowl got popular? Because that's just like...
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, like, you're taking the carb bit out, I suppose?
Yeah, so it's just like the innards all strewn about into a bowl. No tortilla.
Where are we up to? We were talking about Egyptian grind, and then I was about to say the next track we're going to play is Cosmic Putrefaction, the one-man project from Italy out on iVoidhanger. When does it come out? In 2 or 3 weeks, the album comes out. The album is called The Horizons Towards Which Splendor Withers, and it's Gabriel's second album. This one's all on his own. The last one, he had some guests like Brennan from Convulsing and wait, did we play some of this? I feel like I talked about it last week.
Also, this sounds very familiar.
did we play a track? I don't know.
Did we? I'm pretty sure. That all sounded incredibly familiar, and I'm...
As I'm saying it, I'm like, hold on. I'm gonna check now.
What if this is some Matrix shit, and you just saw, like, the Black Cat?
We didn't even do a show last week, so it would be 2 weeks ago. Let's see. This is the only research I will do. This is looking up our own...
to make sure we're not putting this show out every week.
No, we didn't play it. I know. I feel like I talked to...
Did we imagine this?
I feel like we said the same stuff. We played Internal Rot, Cryptic Shift, Rejoice the Light Has Come, Valdrin, Ulcerate, and Midnight Odyssey. Maybe I just mentioned it, because it had been a while since we had a show. Interesting.
Well, that's fucking weird. Someone who actually listened is going to be like, yeah, y'all talked about it, you idiots. Calm down. I've got a lot happening in my brain all the time, okay?
Well, we may have talked about it, but we didn't play it, apparently. It's probably the...
This is going to wind up being my favorite bit. Where we both just feel like insane people.
Nothing's even different in my life, aside from just drinking a lot more. I'm still going to work. It's still like, there's no quarantine bullshit I can say, like, oh, I've been every day's the same in quarantine or any shit like that, because it's still just like nothing. I just see a couple of people wearing masks. That's the only difference in my life, and I'm like much more anxious, so yeah, cool. I'm just an idiot.
Yeah, I'm a huge moron, but now I've got weekends off. That's the difference.
This is probably my favorite straight up death metal album of the year. It's like, I don't know, modernish death metal, I guess you'd call it. I don't know. It's not too long, but every track is packed with riffs. If you liked their last album, you'll fucking love this one. It's, everything's more beefed up and more, just denser and thicker and, you know, all the stuff you like. The track we're going to play has a ridiculously long name as well. Probably not as ridiculous as the Rejoice the Light Has Come from last week. It's still good though. The track's called This Landscape Sublimates Oblivion to Obliteration. So,
pretty sick.
He's doing work with the titling. We'll play that track now, and hopefully the recording doesn't cut out before we get back.
We'll see. Yeah. On this week's Riff Raff Mystery Power Hour.
Yeah, I normally tell everyone that they have to thank you for staying up to record, and now they definitely do for just putting up with this inept computer setup. Once again, it's up to 6 minutes, so it seems to be working.
We can break that barrier.
I'm not a suspicious guy, but if it did fuck up now, I would straight up punch my fucking screen for listening in. It keeps disappearing for a second and coming back.
That made me nervous. I heard you stop, and I was like...
That was Cosmic Putrefaction, and next we've got some more death metal. Surprise, surprise.
Is it Cosmic Putrefaction? And there are no guests on this one?
It does have a cosmic theme. It's the new lantern. The track's called Strange Nebula, so there's your... the segue of the week, I guess.
We're a space cast now.
We were for a little while there, weren't we? We played some spacey stuff. That Midnight Odyssey album you put on at the end last week was like, that's super spacey. That's like, you put that on and you're instantly transported into a vacuum in between.
Just drifting, yeah. Bro. Just
you're
drift.
In interstellar vacuum, just like traveling on astral winds. There's nothing else there except that undercurrent of synth pushing you along. And I'll probably end up buying that. I liked that. Just something to put on. It's like almost sleeping music.
Yeah. It's nice. Yeah.
If you want to dream about something other than terrestrial bullshit, you can put that on and dream of extraterrestrial bullshit.
Yeah. You don't want to think about fucking murder hornets annihilating your family? Boom. Think about space.
So on the subject of space, Lantern, the Finnish death metal band, are back with a new one coming out on June 24th through Dark Descent. The album's going to be called Dimensions. I think this is, what, their third or fourth?
Third, I'm pretty sure.
And I think they've all been through Dark Descent. I'm a big fan of... what was the last one? Was it Two Morphosis or whatever?
Yeah.
I do like Below, but I think they picked up their game on that one, and then this one is like another step above in terms of clarity and like being more distinct, I think, just judging by this song. I haven't heard the full thing yet, but yeah.
They're one where I want to like them, but the vocals like kill it for me, at least on two. But that was... It had been a while since I had listened to it, so I gave it another shot recently, like, whenever this track dropped, and was like, okay, it's growing on me. I really like this new song more than anything off of 2.
A lot of people have been losing their shit over this song, so... they must be doing something right. They put out an EP last year, or maybe the year before.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I think it was a little like 2-song thing or something, like 2-song 7-inch on Dark Descent.
So maybe those songs will make an appearance on here, like re-recorded or who knows. But yeah, they're keeping busy. I think I said it comes out on June 24th. It's kind of a roller coaster, this one. Hey, it's a lot of twists and turns, and like it's like some melodic stuff going on, and it slows down. I've only heard it once, so I'm going to listen to it again now as well. This is Lantern with Strange Nebula. So that was Lantern with Strange Nebula from Dimensions. It's out on June 24th. Next we've got...
Does a lantern work in space?
I'm going to say no. Does it... Wait.
Just going to shatter the glass of the lantern and collapse in on that
floor.
Yeah,
actually, no. If it's glass, then yeah, sure. Like, I'm picturing the old school lantern where it's just like... the wind is blowing around whatever's flickering inside.
The thingy, like with the candle out.
More.
Someone smarter than me. Like, test that. So, go up to space and check that out.
We can just say, for us, it's just like we don't have to say anyone smarter than us. We can just say anyone listening to this. Tell us how things work.
They might not be smarter than us if they're listening to us.
That's a good point. Maybe it's like a voyeurism thing where they're like, I wonder what idiots think, and then they just listen to us two for 45 minutes. They're like, wow, how enlightening. Anyway, back to my life.
What a bunch of morons. I'm stealing the emo two-step thing, though.
Yeah, and making a lot of profit, too, I bet. So, next we'll play Ulthar, which is a $20 spin band that everyone lost their shit over a couple of years ago with that fucking orange messy looking album. I can't remember what it's called now. It looked like a
orange
Remember it looked like a Tomb mold cover.
Cosmophore, that's what it was.
That's right. I didn't get into that. I fucking wanted to, and like got an early copy, put it on, and I was like, oh, I liked the art more than the music. And then I was wrong because everyone else loved it, so I'm just like, okay, guess that's just a that's just a pitfall of, you know, the difference in taste or whatever. But I do like this new track more, so I don't know if it's much different and I've, you know, just cut, or if I've just come around to what they sounded like before. And I'm not going to go back and check. I'm too lazy. There's too much other shit to listen to than something that I passed over.
They're your lantern.
Yeah. So, the new album's going to be called Providence. So, all of you Rhode Island people.
Rhode Island. Yeah.
Yeah. They've put out, I think, one track so far. It's called Through Downward Dynasties, or whatever. What did you think of this one?
Nasty.
You liked the previous one?
I liked it pretty well. It's one I kind of have to be in a specific mood for. Like, not one I'll just throw on out of the blue.
Yeah.
But I like the new track a lot. It caught me off guard, there being like a minute and a half of like synthy like ambience to open it up. But it's good. I'm looking forward to this, seeing what they do.
Yeah, I want to hear the rest. Like, I'm not pre-ordering yet because I'm still not sure if it was like a... Yeah, anyway. I think what also put me off the other year was that was the year that I think $20 Spin had like 8 amazing albums in a row, and that one came out like right in the middle of it all, and I was like expecting to be just similarly blown away by it, and I was like, oh, like if it came out on another label, I would probably be like, oh yeah, that was a great album or something. But I feel like when you like put something in, I don't know, it's like a I don't know how to describe it. It's like a Scorsese movie that's like The Color of Money. It's like if another director made that, you'd be like, wow, that was fucking cool, even though it has Tom Cruise in it. But it's still like you're comparing it to the other Scorsese movie, so it's like, it's all right.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. That was a very
I think I'll wind up buying this one because there are so many dicks on the cover, and I need to support an album that had like 40 dicks.
Multiple dicks.
Like, you just gotta support that.
I want to go look and have a laugh, but I feel like if I open my Chrome tab and try and fucking look at a single JPEG, it'll destroy our recording and my computer will freeze from the sheer overload of a 40 kilobyte JPEG. So I'm not going to risk it.
I'll just tell you one. There's a man like skeleton thing drooping like down, hanging from his monstrous cock in this weird like flesh tree. He just has the biggest balls I've ever seen in my life. They're bigger than his head.
That's a sure sign that he's never touched steroids in his life. And wait, he's a skeleton. How does he have balls? There's no...
Yeah, I don't know, but like a lot of these skeletons have balls and dicks.
Okay.
And boobs and vaginas.
I guess not only piss is being stored in the balls, but also calcium. That's interesting.
That's what cum is. Cum is just pure calcium.
Yeah, so when people say it looks milky, they're not...
I had the most horrifying image of just like ejaculating a calcified mass, and I hate it. I hate it so much.
That's what happens if you indulge in NoFap November or whatever the fuck. What was the thing? God damn it! I can't remember now. Was that what it was? NoFap November. It was like
No Nut November.
Yeah, No Nut November. If you do that, and you're one of those idiots, that's what you've got to look forward to. Is the calcified
mass.
Yeah. A calcified cum candle coming out once you finally ejaculate for the first time on literally the first minute of December the 1st, because you're a sicko. You shouldn't do that to yourself. Here's Alpha. All right, that was Ulthar through with through.
I don't know if it was the right word.
That was Ulthar with through Downward Dynasties. From Providence, it comes out on the 12th of June on $20 spin. Next, we've got another $20 track to play from a band I'd never heard of before called Cauldron Black Ram, and I think they're Australian. I recall. I can't check things because I can't. Yes. I can't open Google. I'm too scared. I know that my computer will freeze and it'll fuck our recording.
I went to Google them on Metal Archives and just started typing in Australian instead. So yeah. That's where my brain is at.
This one, this one comes out in like 2 or 3 weeks as well. It's weird if they're Australian that they would make an album named after like the practice of most US presidents right up at 2 and including Bill Clinton. Like calling your album Slaver is like, what? Although I guess some of the colonial people had slaves here, so I watched a fucked up movie yesterday. I gotta tell you about it. I wasn't really familiar with the story of Robinson Crusoe. I never read that shit when I was growing up, but I watched a 1997 Pierce Brosnan movie about that, and it's fucked up. Like,
I remember that movie coming out, but I never saw it, and I'm also like super unfamiliar with Robinson Crusoe.
It feels like a fucking TV movie, like the quality of it. It was like decently produced, but it was just like overacted and yeah, like had no press backing or whatever, but like I wanted to watch it anyway, just for something on a Tuesday night or whatever to put on, and like it's the story is fucked up. Basically he's and this is after he's done 2 James Bonds, so he's like not struggling for cash. I don't know why he would accept this role.
He's like a star right now in his career.
Yeah This is the biggest moment of Pierce Brosnan's life. And he chooses to do a movie where his character basically single-handedly like enslaves a nice indigenous man on he's stranded on an island, and he just enacts all of the bad shit of colonialism aside from rape. It's just like 45 minutes of him putting the guy in shackles, making him call him master. Yeah, just like, what? Even if this is you playing a character of the story, the fictional story, mind you, he's not doing any like documentary service. It's like, why would you choose to do this, Pierce? This sucks, dude. This sucks.
I take immediate issue with the third sentence in the Wikipedia entry being Robinson Crusoe is a Scottish gentleman, then, if that's the fucking movie. Jesus.
Yeah, it's fucked up. I still like was just thinking like I can't understand why you would accept this role, because it's not, and it doesn't seek to like demonize the colonialists in any real way, like aside from just depicting all the bad shit they do. And he has like a couple of bits where he like realizes that, you know, he shouldn't have done that to the super submissive and nice indigenous guy, and it was just super uncomfortable. Like, why the fuck are you doing this, Pierce? This sucks.
1997 was like a whole other world.
Yeah.
They're just like, they can do shit like that. And it's like, isn't this great? What a delightful family adventure. And you're watching in 2020 just horrified. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. It was pretty, like, I don't like using the word problematic, but if there's anything that's fucking problematic, it was like his decision to do that role without putting any like real effort into saying, hey, this is really bad, this sucked, guy is a bad person who deserves to die, Robinson Crusoe sucks. I don't know if that's the legit story or if they amplified or what, or maybe it's an old story, maybe they made it less problematic, who knows.
The novel it's based on was written in 1719, so
oh yeah, okay.
I'm gonna guess that's probably close to what the actual story is. Jesus.
Yeah, it's like why does this need to exist? just to show people how bad colonialists were. I don't know. So I'm sure we could just look at a history book.
Fuck Robinson Crusoe. That's movie talk.
Yeah. So, this Cauldron Black Ram album is called Slaver. We're going to play the title track off it. Comes out on the 22nd of the 5th. It's kind of... I actually thought it was going to be straight up Black Thrash based on the band name and like cover like, aesthetic.
Just everything from Australia, I assume, is Black Thrash until I listen to it. But...
That's probably not a bad modus operandi to operate from. It's like, I don't know why we produce a lot of Black Thrash. Probably racist. It's been right like
80% of the time.
This one wasn't strictly black. There was some Black Thrash in it though. I guess having that aesthetic in mind when looking at the cover and band name, that like in parts it sort of skews your perception a bit, but yeah, solid regardless. We'll play that track now. Yeah, that was wild.
I gotta say, Smoke Pours from the Orifices of the Crematory Idol is a pretty sick song title.
I legit spun out finding out that Bill Clinton, like, had what him and Hillary had, like, essentially slaves in the 90s, was it? Or was it the 80s?
That's oh,
so
yeah.
fucking crazy.
Yeah. I think, yeah. It's fucking bonkers. It's just like, what?
Yeah.
What? Why is this not a thing that anyone cares about?
And what even they happening? Were just like, what? No, this is what people do, don't they? This is just like what it's normal fine. Rich people do. This just shows how, like,
yeah,
just shows how that class just operate on a completely different planet. Their mind and everything is just
it's not anything even approaching Earth.
How about we close out with a track that
Orangutan Sounds.
You what?
That no.
What? Is that a song? Or we're just gonna play?
No, just like a compilation of orangutan sounds.
Well, we can do that.
Just like jungle noises.
I was gonna say that 70s librarian thing, is that on Bandcamp? Yeah. All right. So this is something from the 70s. Kit's linked it to me twice now, and it rules. So, and I liked closing out with Midnight Odyssey last week, so we should do that again.
Yeah, we'll do like a little ambient corner to let everyone relax on the way.
Everyone needs something to relax to. Everyone just needs to chill out, especially people who have slaves. Gotta relax. Maybe they're relaxing too much. They're trying to relax when they should be working on it for themselves rather than doing the Clinton Foundation thing. What was the album called?
I don't remember the album, but the artist name is Dominique Guyot. Guiot.
We'll put a link in there for it. Did I tell you the last one?
It's released by We Release Whatever the Fuck We Want Record. Which is
they're really called that, aren't they?
Yep.
Yeah. I remember seeing, like, it was too long a link to fit, so it cut out. It was like, We Release Whatever the F, and I was like, I think I know where that's going. Like, dot, dot, dot. Did I tell you last week, I bought a Sega Mega Drive, like, retro mini console or whatever? Actually, it's called a Genesis in America, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, as soon as I put on Echo the Dolphin, because that's one of the, like, included games, I immediately thought, oh, this soundtrack, I need to put on that thing Kit sent me, because that would go really good with Echo. and I really suck at being a dolphin, just between you and me.
On multiple levels, I'm very bad at being a dolphin.
I feel like, I should be better.
I believe in you. I think you can be a better dolphin. Well, be a better dolphin tomorrow than you were today.
If Echo is anything to go by, I would probably drown very quickly, because I drowned a lot. And running into spikes, that's not cool. You don't want to do that if you're a dolphin. That's the nation corner for this week.
Aren't they? There's spikes everywhere.
There's a lot of caves just full of spikes with shells that you have to acquire.
I've been telling everyone
pretty quickly. I gave up pretty quickly and went over to Street Fighter Turbo and, yeah, just absolutely mashed buttons to get my frustration out at how much I suck as being a cetacean. So, yeah, there's the nature corner for this week. Be a better dolphin than me. we'll close out with was it Dominique? What was his last name?
Guyot? Guyot?
Guyot. Yeah. I'm gonna make you say it.
Damn.